Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
Welcome in. Winning cures everything. College football top 10 rankings and our college football playoff predictions after week 10. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
You can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. Of course, not a whole lot changed this week, but you can find more stuff over there. WinningCuresEverything.com has got our social media platforms, YouTube, our podcasts, etc. So go check that out. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook. You can find everything about Tunica, Mississippi's incredible sports books. They are the South's premier sports gambling destination. You can find them over at TunicaTravel.com. So go check them out. They've got great stuff in the works at all times, great golf courses, etc. So go check them out, TunicaTravel.com. Chris, let's fire into this thing. I'll go ahead with my top 10, and then we'll get yours. I'll run through from number 10 on. Number 10, I've got the Oklahoma Sooners. They didn't play this past weekend, but I think the loss last week looks a little bit better with Kansas State absolutely dominating on the road at Kansas. No, Kansas is not a great team, but this was a letdown spot.
The fact that Kansas State beat up Kansas makes you feel better about Oklahoma is weird to me.
It may change next week. Like, this is a week-to-week sport. It is what it is. So Oklahoma number 10. Number 9, I've got Utah. Utah going in and getting that win at Seattle. That's a big win. And it was the last real test for Utah before the Pac-12 title game, unless you saw UCLA keeps it rolling, right? And we'll see what happens with that. But, so UCLA 9. Number 8, I've got Oregon. So, I like two Pac-12 teams in the top 10 right now. Oregon dismantled USC. Demolished. And that was at USC. So, I like Oregon there. Number 7, I've got Baylor. Didn't look great, but they did survive. And that is what you have to do when you're a great team. Sometimes you have to survive a crappy performance. They did that. And November sets up to be fantastic. They've got TCU left, who is not fantastic by any means, but still a viable threat. They've also got Oklahoma. They've also got Texas left. So we will see what they end up doing. But as of right now, they are undefeated, and they've got some really good wins. Their non-conference is jack crap, but that's okay because they got some good wins that have proven to be good wins. So Baylor at number 7. Number 6, Georgia. Georgia is they're a good football team. They're just a good football team, and they've got great talent and whatnot, and if they ever just open up the offense and let Jake Fromm and Cager and that bunch do what they need to do, they will win a lot of football games, as they are doing right now. They got caught by South Carolina. Win expectancy at the end of that, Georgia would win that game 92% of the time when they had the exact same stats. So turnovers cost them in that one, but I like Georgia at number 6. Number 5, Penn State. Penn State's offense, maybe not as efficient as you would like for them to be, but the defense is outstanding. Outstanding. It's going to be a good matchup with Minnesota. We'll see if Minnesota is for real. I don't have them in my top 10 right now just because of their competition, but they have dominated everybody. I'll be curious to see what they look like at home against Penn State this week. Number 4, I've got Alabama. I changed this up. I had Alabama 3 last week, but Clemson is starting to roll here. I've got Clemson at 3 this week. I've got LSU at 2. And I've got Ohio State at 1. And those really, for the most part, did not change. So go ahead and tell me what you've got. I know that that you don't like my top 10, and that's okay. But this is who I'm rolling with.
I think the fact that Clemson beating the hell out of Wofford moved them up in your rankings to teams that didn't play, it's just funny to me.
Well, last week I really
I find that comical.
I felt
And then you, hang on, you knock Minnesota. Don't even have them in here because of the level of their competition, and their strength of schedule is harder than Clemson's. I find that funny. I find that humorous.
That's okay. That's fine. That's why you've got a top 10.
From one team to the other based on how you want to judge every team, and that's weird to me.
Well, you've got a top 10, and I've got a top 10. So we'll let you go on and do yours.
Logic matters, though, man. So mine are all judged by the same logic, okay?
Yep.
I don't care. Win's a win. Loss is a loss. Not all losses are the same. Not all wins are the same, okay? Best wins, and if you're going to get in with losses, you got to have good losses. So my 10th best team is Auburn. Auburn has lost two games on the road to Florida in Gainesville with game day, on the road at LSU. Massive, massive opponents. Those are only two losses. They've got some decent wins. I think they're still in the top 10. Don't care that their offense looks bad. Don't care. They won the game or they lost the game.
Okay.
Minnesota, undefeated and not a terrible strength of schedule. It's surprising, but it is what it is. Undefeated team. Got another couple one-loss teams in here. Oregon, number 9. Georgia, number 7. Oregon's loss is the best loss out of this group right here that I just named off to Auburn in the neutral site in Dallas before the season's are, I guess, technically week one of the season. And Georgia's loss, Georgia is in here strictly because they beat the hell out of Florida, who I think is a pretty good team. And Georgia and has talent, but they have the worst loss out of all the one-loss teams that are competing for this thing. They got the worst loss. They lost to a team that's probably not going to make a bowl game, the third-string quarterback of that team. And you can say, oh, well, their win expectancy was 99 before the game started.
True.
So what the hell are we talking about? But anyway, that's why they're 7th. They're only 7th because they just drummed Florida.
And they've got the win over Notre Dame, which is still a good win.
And it is. So they've got two big wins.
Yeah.
They've got two big wins. Their loss is a hard pill for me to swallow. 6th, I got Clemson. Clemson higher than Minnesota, but not a lot higher because the exact same thing. They have no good wins, but they haven't lost anybody. So that's that.
Okay.
Then we got number 5, Baylor. I've got Baylor ahead of Clemson strictly because Baylor's wins are better than Clemson's. They just are. Iowa State is a big win. Texas Tech, good win. Like they don't have the best wins. They don't have Texas and Oklahoma yet.
Kansas State is a
play them.
Yeah, Baylor destroyed Kansas State.
That's right. Oh yeah,
look in Manhattan.
They beat them up on the road. 4, Bama. Bama hadn't really played anybody. This is the only outlier in all of my logic as to why they're so high. Their strength of schedule should actually have them below Baylor. But I've got them at 4. That'll get worked out in the wash when they play LSU. That's fine. 3, Penn State. Penn State has big wins. Penn State has no losses. They're a really, really, really good football team. And I don't, like I said, I don't care that their offense is stagnant sometimes and not great. Right? It doesn't matter. None of that matters. Do they win the game? Do they lose the game? Then I've got Ohio State, LSU, 2-3. That's it. Ohio State blowing people out. The best win on Ohio State's schedule was Wisconsin. They beat the hell out of who we're kind of seeing come back down to earth a little bit. And Cincinnati, who had to have a last-second field goal to get by ECU last night. So
yes.
let's be real careful. And then LSU has the best resume in all of college football. Plus, they have disgusting numbers to go along with that resume that there's no reason why they shouldn't be one.
Now, you've got a very, very valid point. So the top 10, of course, once we get into November, it tends to figure itself out. So
Penn State, Ohio State will play one another. Alabama, LSU will play one another. Auburn is going to play Georgia and Alabama still.
Yep.
So yes, we're going to get some of these things figured out, but Clemson's still not going to play anybody. I mean, literally, Wake Forest will be the only ranked team they play the entire year.
Yeah, and they will be, you know, top 25. Yeah, Penn State will get to play Minnesota before they play Ohio State, so we'll see what Minnesota is.
That'll figure that one out. You're right.
And Minnesota still has Wisconsin. That looks like it's actually going to be a pretty good ball game, and it's in Minnesota this year. So that's, yeah, it's, there's a lot of fun stuff going on here. I cannot wait to see Oregon and Utah, who I've got in my top 10. That's going to be a fantastic Pac-12 title game if we can get there. If they both have one loss.
But the Pac-12 has just been so crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly has. So, I mean, there's no telling. UCLA could easily beat Utah. Oregon could get caught by somebody. I don't foresee it. Not at this point. They made it through the gauntlet. But you never know. You never know with these things. So, let's go ahead and move into our playoff predictions. And I'll go ahead and knock mine out. Of course, I do number 5 and 6 for who gets left out. I've got number 6, Utah. I think they win the Pac-12. I don't think they've got as good a wins as other people, and that loss to USC could end up being a bad thing, because USC, I think, probably ends up 7-5, and if they lose to UCLA, maybe 6-6. I mean, there's no telling here. So USC, who everybody has thought has looked pretty good, still could end up with a not great record. So that loss on that Friday night at USC, not a good thing. But I think they can. Like, I think they'll probably beat Oregon. That defense is for real. They are so legit. So number 6, I've got Utah. Number 5, I've got Penn State. I think Alabama gets in at 4. I think Clemson ends up at number 3, and then I've got LSU 2 and Ohio State 1. I think Ohio State's metrics will make a big difference, and I think a lot of this will have to do with matchups. And I say what you will, this is a TV show. I think they want LSU and Clemson and Ohio State, Alabama. That would be the highest rated college football playoff that we have ever had, and it all has to do with matchups. So we'll see. I mean, they could toss Alabama and LSU in there together, Alabama at 4 and LSU at 1. But I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference between Ohio State and LSU. And, I mean, we'll see. We'll see, right? I mean, they could put Clemson in at 4. And you got LSU, Clemson 1-4, and Alabama and Ohio State at 2-3. But we'll see. Either way, those are my 4. Alabama, Clemson, LSU, Ohio State. Who you got in your top 4?
Last week, my 4 is not changing. It's LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Penn State.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I think the committee is going to give Penn State the nod. I think the Alabama fatigue is a thing, and I think Penn State is just as big of a fan base nationwide. Maybe not as big, but still, that you don't have the fatigue factor there.
Yeah.
And we've seen 2 SEC teams get in multiple times. They don't want that continuously. I think they would rather have 2 Big Ten teams that can servingly get it. If Penn State is undefeated and their only loss is at the Horseshoe, got that right?
Yep.
Against Ohio State, then I don't. I think that's a loss at home has to be worse than a loss on the road. It just has to be. Or why do we play home and road games? I mean,
you've got a point. You've got a point. I think they will look at Alabama because I still think Alabama loses to LSU, and I think that the committee looks at it as Tua coming off surgery, etc. And Tua, top 5 player in the country, I think that matters. So, but we'll see, because they've kept Alabama in all of these, regardless of whether they win their conference or not.
I know, and
you might be right about the fatigue factor, and I guess it depends on the way that the game goes, because this could all change by next week. So we'll see exactly what happens with that. But
I think LSU has a better shot of getting in losing on the road over Penn State than Alabama than getting in by losing at home, but having the excuse that, well, Tua was hurt.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. So we'll see exactly how this goes. I mean, if Minnesota beats Penn State, this all goes in the wash.
Well, yeah, we're projecting this right now the best we can.
Yeah. Now, you're right. Predictions are fun.
Projections.
Yep. Predictions are fun.
Make the happiest person in the world, and then we have a completely different conversation, and there we go.
There you go.
That's I love not going to happen, by the way.
All right, That's going to wrap up the college football playoff predictions and the college football top 10 after week number 10. Of course, you can go find us, winningcureseverything.com. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, share the show out, leave some comments, click the like button. Like this video if you enjoy us. We do appreciate all the support from you guys. You have been wonderful to us all season long. We're going to keep it rolling, of course, and go over to tunicatravel.com. They've got some great stuff in the works down at Tunica, Mississippi, the South's premier sports gambling destination. Make sure that you leave us a nice review if you're listening on the podcast. We really appreciate that. It helps us out a ton. It gets us in front of more people. If you want the community to grow like we do, knock that thing out for us. You guys have been great. We will see you all again tomorrow. Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.